Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
Kindly open your Bible, Psalm 112, chapter 112, from verse 1 to 10. Psalm chapter 112 from verse 1 to 10. I'm reading from King James Version. Praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever.
Amen.
Unto the upright there is arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man sheweth favor and leadeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart speaks, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, that shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, O God. We are thankful for the gathering today, O God. Thank you for the worship, Lord, that we will do today, Lord. Bless this worship service, O God. Lord, we are offering this worship service and adoration to you, Lord, for you are worthy to be praised, O God. We lift our voices together to offer you all that you are due. Thank you for bringing us together today to worship you, Lord. Abba, Father, magnificent, you are the God who give us life. You are the God that your love is unfading, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you, O God, for the strength you're giving to us, O God. Thank you for the love. Thank you, Lord, for the strength, O God. Lord, thank you for every day. Blessings we give to you, O Lord. We receive from you, O God. Thank you, O Lord. Let us pray for ourselves. Submit to God everything in our life. Yes, O Lord, ask for forgiveness. Lord, we submit to you all our plans, O God. Let your plan dwell to us, O God. Yes, O Lord. Let your word, O God, be stayed in our heart, O God. Lord, forgive us our sins, O God. Forgive us our mistakes, O God. Yes, O God. And Lord, give us wisdom and knowledge, O Lord. Give us humble heart, O God. Lord, teach us always, O God. Remind us, O God, that you are a God. You are our God to be worshipped, O God, and to follow, Lord. Lord, soften our heart, O God, and give us ear, O God, to listen to your voice, O God. Hallelujah, O God. Let us pray for our family. Lord, thank you, O God, yes, O Lord, for the families you're giving to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that each family, O Lord, will worship and praise you, O God, together, O Lord. Lord, we are praying, O God, Lord, that you are the center of every family of this church, O God, that every family, O God, will follow your word, your instruction, O God. And Lord, give the parents, O God, the strength, O Lord. Teach them, Lord, how to disciple their children, O God. Yes, O Lord. Hallelujah, O God. And Lord, we are praying, O God, Lord, for the children, O God, Lord, that they will follow their parents, O God, according to your word, O Lord. Yes, O Lord. Lord, touch them, O God. Strengthen them, O God. Yes, O God. Give them good health, O God. Yes, O God. Hallelujah, yes, O Lord. Lord, we are praying, O God, for every families, O God, Lord, that the blessings you receive from you, O God, Lord, the companies that you give, O God, we are praying, O God, yes, O God, bless the companies, O God, that you are giving, O God, Lord, that this channel of blessings, O God, will continue, O God, until you come, O God, in my name, Jesus, O Lord, Lord, protect the management, O God, touch the management, O God, soften the management, O God, yes, O Lord, that what is due for the people, O God, they will give, O God, in my name, Jesus, O Lord, hallelujah, Lord, give the companies more projects, O God, more services, O Lord. Yes, O God, to sustain, O God. Hallelujah, in my name, Jesus, O Lord. Lord, and we are praying also, O God, that each colleague, O God, in the companies, O God, that they will see Jesus in our life, O God, in my name, Jesus, O Lord. Hallelujah, yes, O God. Lord, let use us almightily, O God, to reach them, O God. Hallelujah, so God. Lord, we are praying, oh God, for the evangelism, oh Lord, that Lord, we are praying, oh God, that more people, oh God, more members, oh God, will take part of this ministry, oh God, in my name, Jesus, oh God. Equip each member, oh God, equip each family, oh God, to be bold enough, oh God, to stand and share your gospel, oh Lord. Lord, yes, oh God, without hindrance, oh God, Lord, that you will stand firm, oh God, to reach out every people, oh God, in my name, Jesus, oh Lord. Lord, and Lord, guide us, guide the evangelist, oh God, to the person that needs you more, oh God, in my name, Jesus, oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we are praying, oh God, yes, oh Lord, that God, yes, oh Lord, that every, oh God, this church of God, world mission, oh God, will continue, oh God, to teach the word from you only, O God, yes, O God. Every word, O God, that we receive, O God, is from you only, O God, in my name, Jesus, O Lord. And Lord, soften our heart, O God. And Lord, give us the strength, O God, to follow you, O God. And correct us, O God, always, O God, in my name, Jesus, O Lord. Lord, thank you, O God, for the blessing, the life you give to us, O God. Thank you, O Lord, that every day, O God, is a miracle, O God. Every day is a blessing, O God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, everything, oh God, we turn back to you, God. We turn back to you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Amen and amen. Let's continue our worship.
We give you glory. We give you honor, oh Father God, this morning. Truly, Lord, we commit ourselves to come to worship you in this place. We thank you, O God, that before we have come to this place, we believe that you are already here waiting for us, O Lord. Glory, honor, and adoration unto you, O Lord. In the morning that we rise up, we desire to worship you, O God. In the evening that we lie down, we desire to worship you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's stand up and let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Worship you, because the whole day we know, Lord, you are there with us, yes, working miracles in our lives. We thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. O Lord, pour unto us, O Lord God, the love that comes from you, O Lord God. Pour unto us, O Lord God, your grace, O Lord, day after day. Pour unto us, O Lord, more love, more power, more of you in our lives, and less of us, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Forevermore.
I will bless the Lord at all times. I will seek His face day and night. Hallelujah. I will bless you, Lord. Let's desire to give honor, praise, and blessing to our God. He has blessed us, O Lord. You have blessed us, O God, with so many things. Our worship and adoration is due for you, O God. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord forever.
Thank you.
one could help us, O Lord, in times of need, but you alone. Thank you, Lord, that there is always your hand, mighty hand, O Lord God, lifting us up. There is always your provision, O Lord God, providing always for our needs. Thank you, Lord God, that as you have said, O Lord, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, you always answer our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, O God, that you have called us from darkness into this marvelous light. Thank you, O Lord, and no other name we will worship, only the name of Jesus. No other name under heaven, but the name of Jesus alone can save us, can protect us, can provide all our needs. Hallelujah, O Lord God. No other name but the name of Jesus. Lord, to die for all our sins. Thank you, Father. We honor you. We adore you. We worship you, O God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name should be exalted from here to heaven. Yes, O Lord God, thank you for what you have done in our lives, O Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you, O Lord. No other name but is to be exalted, because that is the name that you have given us. Hallelujah, O God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's thank the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Let us open our Bible in Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. I'm reading from King James Version. Amen. And all the tithe of the land, neither of the seed of the land, or all of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful morning, oh Lord God. We are here, oh Lord God, to celebrate your name, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, oh Lord God. Father God, we pray, oh Lord God. And we thank you, oh Lord God, for all the blessings, oh Lord God, that you give to us, oh Lord God. Thank you, Father, that you are always keep your word, oh Lord God. It's true, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you told us, oh Lord God, that if we obey your commandments, oh Lord God, if we follow you, oh Lord God, you bless your all children, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our salaries, for our companies, oh Lord God, that you provide to us, oh Lord God, as the channel of our blessings, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us safe every day, O Lord God, for the life, O Lord God, that you give to us, O Lord God. Father God, we pray, O Lord God, for these tithes and offering, O Lord God. Hallelujah, O Lord God, we pray, O Lord God, that this money, O Lord God, is reach out more people, O Lord God, who is hunger of your words, O Lord God, who is longing for you, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that it can help throughout all the missions, O Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, that it will help the expansion of your kingdom on this earth, O Lord God. Father God, we lift up to you, O Lord God, all the honor, adoration, and glory, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's continue the worship service. I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramis, following Jesus' example in forgiveness. The title is Following Jesus' Example in Forgiveness. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, O God, for the word that you give to us, O God, that feed our spirit, O God, yes, O God. Lord, give us wisdom and knowledge, O God, to understand everything, O God. And Lord, that every word is from you only, O God, in my name, Jesus, O Lord. Lord, keep the word in our heart, O God, so that we will not sin against you, O God. Yes. Lord, we pray all these things in the great mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. The title, Following Jesus' Example in Forgiveness. Open your Bible on Luke chapter 23, verse 1 to 39. Luke chapter 23, verse 1 to 39. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto the Pilate, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, saying, art thou the King of Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. Then Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more first, saying, He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man is a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him, and arrayed him in gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto him, Ye have brought this man unto me, as one that perverted the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man's touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, but I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them, but they cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed, and Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them that both sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and of him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And there followed him a great company of people and of men, which also bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming, in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bear, and the paps which never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say, Mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which called Calvary, there were crucified him and the malefactors, one of the right hand and the other of the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they knew not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them, derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering vinegar, and saying, If thou be the King of Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the King of Jews. And one of the malefactors were hung, railed in him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. Christ suffered on the cross for our sins to save us and give us eternal life. He left us an example that we need to follow in His steps. As we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 23, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 to 23, "For even hereunto were ye called, because of Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth, who was when He was reviled that again, when He suffered, He threatened not, but committed Himself to Him that judgeth righteously." Jesus passed through the experience of the cross and overcome because He adopted the attitude of forgiveness. Forgiveness is God's way to save people and the way for people to enter the kingdom of God. When there is forgiveness, God delights in that, and His Holy Spirit will there to help things to be orchestrated and happen as ordained by His will. Jesus offered Himself to the cross through the Holy Spirit, as we can read on Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without a spot to God, forge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." And the point that we need to emphasize to you, that when you are go along the will of God, you will find the Holy Spirit there to assist you and to help you to do the particular task. Crucifixion is painful, agonizing, but Jesus was not alone. Holy Spirit made it happen in a way glorified God. Trials and temptation and the hurts that we may receive from people and circumstances around us may cause us pain, losses, disturbance, but as we have the attitude of forgiveness in our hearts, we are in this way inviting the Holy Spirit to accompany us and to help us to pass through it all. When you read the stories of the early church leaders and the missionaries who underwent persecution and were executed for Christ, they truly passed through painful times, but they were not alone. They were helped because they adopted the right attitude for forgiveness to those who persecuted them. Jesus on the cross after His crucifixion, He prayed the following in Luke chapter 23 verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke chapter 23 verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." But to whom He offered prayer that God the Father will forgive their sins? Whom you need to forgive? From the events of Jesus' crucifixion, you can learn who are the people who had hurt Jesus in which way. From the events of Jesus' crucifixion, you will be able to see who are the people who hurt you in which way, and with such you will understand events in your life in a better way in order to you to deal with them appropriately. Forgiveness needed to be directed to the following categories of people. First, number one, jealous and envious people. The high chief priests with the Pharisees are the people who plotted against Jesus because of their envy and jealousy. People who are envious and jealous of you might hurt you with their jealousy. Those you need to forgive. Number two, non-faithful and non-committed people. When Jesus was arrested, all His disciples left Him, including those who affirmed to Him that they will not leave Him, even it cost them death. People who promise you certain things and they left you, especially in times of your troubles, and they let you down, they are the people who cause you hurt, those you need to forgive. Number three, people who are hypocrites and delights in politics. Number three, people are hypocrites and delights in politics. When Jesus was arrested, he was brought to Pilate to be sent to death. Now Pontius Pilate knew that Jesus is innocent, and out of envy, the Jews wanted to execute him. But because he wanted to please them, he agreed with them. The governors and authorities who do not practice justice and give your sides, they are harming you, and you need to forgive them. Number four, people whom you are not meeting their expectation. People whom you are not meeting their expectation. Two criminals were crucified with Jesus. One of them were hurling insults on Jesus because he was expecting him to help them. In the same way, people may insult you and speak bad to you, or because you did not do what they want from you, those people you need to forgive. Number five, people who are hungry to get things from the world. Number five, people who are hungry to get things in the world from the world. The Roman soldiers treated Jesus without mercy and without consideration. They pierced his hand and feet. After they crucified him, they shared with themselves his clothes. As we read in Luke 23, verse 34, and they parted his raiment and cast lots. People who steal from you and take by force what belong to you without considering your interest, they are harming you. Those people you need to forgive. Number six, people who are illiterate and powerless. Number six, people who are illiterate and powerless. The crowd who shouted to Pilate and requested him to crucify Jesus, they were illiterate people without any power, were enslaved by the chief priests and Pharisees. People who are illiterate and powerless category, they might be used by others to harm you. Therefore, you need to forgive them. Number seven, people who take advantage of your suffering and they got relief of their due punishment. People who take advantage of your suffering and they got relief of their due punishment. Barabbas was released at the cost of Jesus sent to death. Sometimes your privileges are withheld from you and be given to wicked people who do not deserve them. Such people you need to forgive. Number eight, yourself. Number eight, yourself. Jesus was arrested in a place called Gethsemane with the help of one of his disciples. Somebody will say why he did not deal with Judas before this would happen. Or someone may say why he went to Gethsemane and why he did not go to other place. Certain times you are blaming yourself with the same way. You are not the one at fault, but at fault to those who sin against God and harm you. Forgive yourselves because you have not done your part. 9. God. You might be tempted and say, why God did that, or why God made me a victim? God is not at fault, but the people who harm you, do not be angry with God, for he did not do to you any harm. The description that we just discussed above is helpful for you so that you can see things in more clear way so you can practice forgiveness and to be set free. Now, the following are the possible things that you might be harmed and affected and you need to forgive. A. Material losses. Material losses. Even Jesus' clothes were taken away. Your material things and belongings might be taken by others. B. Humiliation. Jesus was humiliated publicly. You might be named and accused badly to be public and get bad reputation. You might be considered and categorized among sinners or criminals as Jesus was accused and categorized. As in Isaiah 53 verse 12 declares that Jesus was and he was numbered with the transgressors. He was mocked, laughed on, that they spat on his face. see disturbances of plan and careers. When Jesus arrested, sure, lot of things were interrupted and much turmoil was in the life of his disciples. When you are get trespassed and harmed by people and circumstances, there are many things of your might suffer. Your plans, finances, schedules, work, relationship, family, and more others. D, pain and body injuries. Jesus was beaten, flogged, carried his cross on his neck, on his back, but hurt by the crown of thorns. His hand and feet were pierced and was hung on the cross for 3 hours before he died. Those who hurt you may cause you illness or body injuries. The fruit of forgiveness, in spite of all these bad effects, forgiveness has healing effect on your life and makes you whole and gives you relief. As you practice forgiveness in dealing with the enemies attacks, you will gain the following. 1. You will be lifted up and what be in your mind is the same of God's mind and thought. 1. You will be lifted up and what be in your mind is the same of God's mind and thought. As Jesus was lifted up when he humbled himself and accepted to suffer and die on the cross, you will be having clear mind and the same thoughts of God. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 9, Philippians chapter 2 verse 5 to 9, let this mind be in you, which was also Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought in not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. As you forgive, you will be lifted to heavenly way of thinking and you will be seeing things in the same way as God and Christ see them. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Number 2, your path and plans will be replaced with heavenly paths and plans. Your paths and plans will be heavenly paths and plans. Your paths and plans will be replaced with heavenly paths and plans. As you forgive those who had hurt you and harmed you, God will lift you up and open your eyes, minds to see the new path that He had placed you in. After Jesus died on the cross, He was buried, rose from the dead, and ascended to heaven to be seated on the right hand of God the Father. Therefore, in Romans chapter 6 verse 5, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of resurrection. Number 3, as you forgive, God will do things beyond your thoughts or sights. Number 3, as you forgive, God will do things beyond your thoughts or sight. When Jesus was hung on the cross, at the moment after crucifixion, when he forgave those people who harmed him, the situation was complicated from all aspects. But the Lord worked it out. All the things went well in accordance to God's will and plan. You might be passing through complicated situation that beyond what you can bear or fix. But as you release your forgiveness to those who hurt you, the Lord God will work it for you, your good. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9, however it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, Colossians chapter 3 verse 13, my dear and beloved, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have quarrel against any, Even as Christ forgive you, so also do ye. Forgiveness means and requires the following: humility, fully surrender to God by giving up your own will and plan, loving God, fully trusting God, willingness to suffer for God's sake, forgetting what is behind you. Can you go freely with that God had prepared for you of plan and the good work of God? Brothers and sisters, let us rise up. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give the eternal life. Lord, I commit myself to abide with you, Word, in doing your will. Lord, I forgive those who hurt me and did me wrong. Lord, they did not know what they were doing. Lord, helps me to forget the past events and open my eyes to see the path that you had opened to me. Lord, I thank for you restoring me and adding me blessings and joy. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters that you will hear their hearts and help them to forgive those who hurt and them and cause them harm. Lord, let your words bring the fruit of you desire to see in life of each, every one of them, and the life of your church. Let's continue to worship.
Yes, Father God, we commit ourselves, O Lord God, to forgive those who hurt us, as you have said, O Lord Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. No other name from heaven. In the name of Jesus, we are forgiven. So forgive.
Above you, O God, no other name of only Jesus, O Lord. Lord, give us more fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, gentleness, kindness, and long-suffering. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel no pain. May the grace of Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.